George Aznavourian runs East Coast Auto Source in Bedford County, and he looks for flood cars.
The cars that we're purchasing that will become cars that will go back on the road are cars that typically have water no deeper than the bottoms of the seat.
Now, that doesn't seem like a lot of water, but the damage caused can add up quickly and means the car is often totaled.
There's a threshold of $3,500. So if a car has $3,500 worth of damage that they can assess at a dealership, then they will take the car and pay a claim, which is paying you off on that car. And then these cars then are able to be purchased and by companies like ourselves.
Aznavourian says that flood cars most often are in need of repair or replacement of electronic components.
A seat motor control that would govern the movements of your seat. Usually you'll have an airbag module that sits on the floorboard. They should always be replaced as well. And then you'll have maybe a body control module. Now, a body control module is really an accessory module that would cover like your power windows and your power lock.
Flood cars are sold with a salvage title, and the repairs must be completed before they can go back on the road. Some people buy them and do the work themselves, while others send the car off to the shop for repairs. Either way, they do need state approval before going back on the highway.
There's a step-by-step process. Basically, it's a checklist, and you tell them what parts and components that were replaced. They'll come out and inspect the vehicle in person, and they'll want to see all the receipts for anything that's been changed in the car.
Aznavourian says he looks at flood cars as the ultimate recycling. He and his family drive cars that were once salvaged, and so do a lot of other people.
If I have people that are looking for first cars for their children, and we have a lot of people that might want to buy a high-end car but are looking for a significant savings over what book value is.
And the caveat of buying a flood car is that they do have a salvage title that stays with the vehicle's history, and that can be a good thing. It protects the consumer from unscrupulous sellers and provides the buyer with a significant savings. Aznavourian says the key to putting a flood vehicle back on the highway is to make sure it came from freshwater floods like those that have happened in Roanoke and Richmond. He says coastal flood cars should be avoided completely because of the persistent and highly corrosive nature of saltwater. I'm Tab O'Neill.